The Netherlands Prime Minister says Dutch and German intelligence agencies have evidence of Russia's widespread use of banned chemical weapons in Ukraine, raising concerns about the security of Europe and beyond. Dick Schoof spoke to reporters in The Hague, the Dutch city that hosts the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW. This is serious because we are talking about chemical weapons with potentially deadly effects, Schoof says. The substance in question is chloropicrine. In high concentrations in enclosed spaces, this substance is lethal. In other situations, it forces people to flee their trenches because they can't stay there, and they are then shot at and killed as they flee, he adds. Chloropicrine is listed as a banned choking agent by the OPCW, which was created to implement and monitor compliance with the 1997 Chemical Weapons Convention. The Dutch Prime Minister said he fears such weapons could also be used outside Ukraine and confirmed that talks are underway over more European Union sanctions against Russia in response. Moscow denies using chemical weapons, blaming Kiev instead. However, the Dutch defense minister says at least 3 Ukrainian deaths have been tied to chemical weapons use. Additionally, Ukrainian health authorities say more than 2,500 people reported being injured on the battlefield with chemical weapons-related symptoms. The issue was raised after US President Donald J. Trump spoke with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday. Trump appears increasingly disheartened over his chances of fulfilling a campaign pledge to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. His call with Zelensky came as Washington halted its latest shipment of military aid to Ukraine, including Patriot air defense missiles and other crucial munitions meant to support the country's defenses. Latest reports suggest, however, that the U.S. defense ministers expressed fears over dwindling U.S. military stockpiles were premature. Zelensky said that Washington and Kiev agreed to boost Ukraine's air defenses after Russia fired a record number of drones and ballistic missiles. Many were aimed at the Ukrainian capital Kiev, reportedly injuring more than 20 people and killing at least one person. They were the latest victims in a devastating war that began with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine more than 3 years ago. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.